Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have some healings done for all of you. And if you have any questions, just go on the fast chat here. And let's see what we can do first here. We'll do, I guess, entity work. This is what we normally start the show off with here. So just sit back, and if you have anything that you know about in your body where there's some strange things happening, it could be an entity. If you have any pain in your body, you want to focus on that now, and then also ask your spirit to release the entities from you. There's always normally more than one. That could be hundreds or thousands. So just know that they're being released right now. And it is empower your own spirit to do this healing as we do it here with you also. And here we go, working with the bottom of your feet and working the way up. Knees. And we're going up now to your hip joints and internal organs, shoulders, neck, top of your head, down the arms. And again, just take note how your body's responding now. And just see if you see a change in the way you feel in the next couple of minutes here. We're going to bring in more of your spirit right now into your body. And we'll collect it, clear it out so it's back into non-judgment again. Remember, it takes on the judgments, and then because of that harsh frequency, it has to leave you. You know, it's like been there, done that, and it's only love energy. This is why it chooses to leave your body. And here we go, coming back in again. Counting to 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you might just walk around, see how you feel right now, and I'll put some music on. And do experience the way your body's feeling right now. Take a special note. You might want to stretch, bend over, twist. We'll do a chakra alignment for everyone. So here we go. Heart chakra. Moving that here for you. Throat chakra, third eye, power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. And we'll do an opening for everybody. So let's do it the faster way here that I'm choosing now to do this here. It's a lot easier for me than counting down all the time. We'll just see how the show goes here. So here we go. We'll open up the heart chakra. And it's open now, body width, throat chakra, body width, third eye, body width, power chakra, body width, second chakra, body width, and first chakra, body width. There we go. Feels great for everybody. And we'll do our mind to heart drop. So what we're going to do is, if you're new to the show, just kind of think of an elevator with little arrows in there, and as each time you drop down a floor from the 10th floor down to the first, the 10th floor is, say, your forehead. First floor would be your heart center. And just think of this elevator dropping, this mental mind consciousness, your awakening consciousness, your mind chatter, whatever you think of or have inside of your head will say, which talks to you. We're going to have that surrender to your heart. This way you can be heart-centered. So here we go. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10987654321, 10987654321, and 10987654321. And again, just kind of contemplate here. See if you can actually hear the thoughts that you have in your heart area. If you still have it inside of your head, you haven't dropped down far enough yet. So what I suggest doing is counting down yourself right now and do this process. So again, count down, just like we did here, and allow yourself to be in your heart center. The channel is open for you now. Co-host is here out there in cyberspace. Sylvia, are you there and around?
I'm here, and I'm happy to be here tonight with all of you. And it's Friday night, and it's wonderful to have this program on Friday night. Everybody's usually really in the mood to get relaxed and get heart-centered and just have a wonderful end to their week and a start of their weekend. So that's what we want to do tonight, is just make sure everyone is good and heart-centered and connected to their own divinity so that they can have a peaceful and joyous weekend. And that's what we're here to do tonight, along with some healing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this time together. So what would you like to start with, Ron?
Well, we had a request here from Lightheart about organs, so let's just see if we can do that process here. And if you wish to have the light beam come in front of you on your monitor screen, you can. If you have not been on the program before, then just go to the first home page of BBS and click on Station 1. Scroll down to Creation Lightship Healings. Click on that. And once the page comes up, then just scroll down a little ways, maybe an inch or so on your scroll bar, and beneath the blinking flower, you're going to see the light beam. We're going to energize her right now so that you're able to have the presence of one of the light beams come in to your room so you can actually feel this divine presence with you right now. And she's coming in now. And you may see the monitor change a little bit. Most people comment that it's the light rays will change colors. Sometimes they say that she's floating. Sometimes they actually feel the connection to their heart center. Some people actually say that she's smiling at them. Have many, many comments when we go to expos and I energize her. Right now I see her eyes become a little brighter as she actually looks at you. So everybody has their own experience. And now she's fully energized to help you. So we'll go to the organ. So the best thing to do probably for yourself is to request healing on an organ or organs that you'd like to have worked with. Remember, the light always sees you in the now, and in that now period, you're always in 100% divine perfection. So in order to change one perfection moment into the next perfection moment, you must request a healing or request a change in consciousness, okay? So another way of stating that, if your stomach hurts, we'll say, and you want to have it hurt less, just request a healing. That's the easy way of doing it. But either way, whether it's hurting or not hurting or any degree of that, you're still in 100% perfection as far as the divine. They never judge their creations. So here we go. We're going to bring in some energy of healing through the light beam. And we're going to ask her to connect with you and your consciousness. She only connects to your heart, never in the mind. See, this is why you want to be heart-centered. And then ask her to give you a helping hand here. And right now we'll just put some music on so you can experience this healing process for yourself. Fast chat, Sylvia?
Oh, we have a couple of requests for activating a glass of water. So maybe we could talk for a minute and give people a chance to get a glass of water and then do that. And I'd like to go back to something that you said earlier, which was wonderful, which was about how the spirit will not come into the judgment energies. And so how can we kind of, I guess, get into a space of non-judgment and non-duality and allow for our spirit to be here and not have that kind of density or energy affecting it.
Well, you must be in the moment. What we'll do to show you the difference here, I'm going to make it easier on everybody. I'll count to 10, and when I hit number 10, we're going to be moving from being out of the moment into the moment at number 10, okay? And at that point, you're going to notice that nothing should be bothering you. And it will take you back out of the moment here. And this is the way to tell and just to see what the difference is for everyone. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you notice, you may have felt your energy system around your body kind of compressed to you. You should feel like you're like kind of by yourself in the room, okay? Now we're going to take you back out of the moment, and we'll do the same process. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And so you probably should have felt that your energy now is in the whole room around you. So you're actually like sampling energies, and you're kind of mixing yourself up with other energies in your room, Another way of stating that is if you had people around you, you would be mixing up your auric field with their auric field, sampling their stuff, and they're sampling your stuff. And when you're in the moment, that does not exist because you're strictly in love energy. So when you're not in the moment, you're in mind energy, and that's why you're sampling. So I hope that's kind of an easy way of showing you what the difference is like. But being in the moment is where you want to be, and then you're out of much of the judgment that you're working with around you. Because remember, your body will resonate in its auric field what it wants to heal. And because it's normally always judgment energies, you know, the thoughts of your ancestors, you're going to continuously be doing this process. And once you get into the moment, then you can ask your spirit to help heal you more and more and more. And that's the process, is to actually have more of your spirit with you. And then you can do your spirit slash, if you want to use the word, soul retrieval, bringing your spirit back to yourself. But if you're not in the moment, then you're diluted, you know, a lot. Maybe most of your energy is leaving you anyway because of that process. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, that was really amazing, the difference between
And I should go
two.
Back into the moment.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, moment. Can we go back into the moment for the
yeah.
rest of the show?
Yeah, I just had Wade say, let's get the energy back in the moment. Thank you, Wade. Yeah, he's probably laughing here. Here we go. So, everybody ready? So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you notice, you know, you're going to feel that change, and it's not necessarily subtle, because you really know the difference. I'm going to do it one more time for those who may not sense the energy quite as easily as others, okay? So now you're in the moment, I want to take you out of the moment. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you should feel like your energy is all around you, okay? Going out the doors, you know, maybe to your neighbor's house, you know, taking a sneak peek at what they're watching on TV, etc. And now we're going to bring you back into the moment here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you should feel like, you know, you're really heart-centered, like your heart now is actually resonating the energy, and the light being now is really communicating with you on your monitor screen. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that was really, really something else. It's a great way to experience the difference. I know for me it felt like I sprang a leak when we went out of the moment. It was like just like your energy kind of leaked off, went somewhere else. So I hope everyone is really experiencing that for themselves, and we'd love to hear from you on the fast chat what your experience was with that. So please, if you notice something different, just type that in and let us know. So would you like to go ahead and do a water activation while we have the light being with us here?
Sure. Let's. If you have your glass of water, and we'll do the skin water activation. And this will be coming on my website at some point here. I'd say within the next 2 months we'll have the website redone so that we can do activations live on the screen for you. So here comes the water activation. So I'd like everybody to take their glass of water and hold it between their hands. So this is for your skin, so you don't want to drink it. And we'll bring in the energy from the light being here. You're going to feel the energy move down your arms to your fingers right now as it's being activated. And I've had a lot of nice comments from people about this water. For myself, when I put it on me, it like evaporates almost instantly, or maybe it soaks in instantly, one or the other. And I have people comment that they have maybe had rashes on their body, and the rashes would, I won't say disappear completely, but it would be definitely a tremendous change with it. The spots on your hands, if you're older, you get those little brown spots. They tend to go away with this water. I had people commenting of maybe like moles, maybe warts or something. They would actually kind of like fall off maybe after a couple of days of using the water. This water is only good for 2 days, so it'll work for today and tomorrow. The water's charged up now. It's just completed. So if you wish to put some on your skin, go right ahead. A lot of the people who are on the conference call lines who use this water during our sessions, they normally get like a little spray bottle and put it inside of it. And just spray, you know, their face and their skin with it. So it'll work any way that you wish. You might even attempt to put it into your bath water if you have a bathtub. And here we go. We're going to do another healing here. And this one I do off and on. Not everybody is in their body properly. Remember, your spirit should be facing forward just like you're looking. You know, if you were to take a photograph of yourself, that should be how your spirit looks. And some people come in upside down, backwards, twisted to the left or right. So we'll give you a little education tonight here. I'm going to put you in your body right the first time, then we'll do some experimentation, and we'll turn you around a little bit here so you can see what it's like. So here we go. We're going to take you out really quick and put you back in again. Now you're in your body properly. I normally count, but I'm just trying to go a little bit faster on the show here. And now we're going into the process. Just kind of check out your body now. You should feel like you're more present. And your energy, your psychic energy normally is in front of you, just the same way your eyes are looking, okay? What we're going to do for those, and this is your choice, I'll put you in your body so that your head is facing backwards, okay, from your spirit. And what will happen is it may take you about 2 minutes to re-energize, to have your spirit reconnect with you, but it's a neat experiment to try, only because when you know what's happening, someday you might wake up and you might feel yourself in the same condition, and you know how to fix that, okay? Remember, everything is command in your spirit for healing, so you'd have to command your spirit to come in properly, because it doesn't know. Okay, here we go. I'm going to take you out if you wish. This is your choice. Turn you around 180 degrees, bring back in again, and now you're in. So now you're backwards. And if you notice, you probably have about maybe, I'd say 10% of your psychic energy is in front of you. This is how you're viewing life. But behind you, you can feel the wall behind you, maybe feel things moving behind you. If you have an animal moving or something, maybe you could be, you know, it could be a window outside with the breeze blowing. You could feel the tree moving now. So anyway, this is how you are in your body improperly. And you might be getting a slight headache also. Can happen. So here we go. I'm going to take you out now and put you back in properly. Now you're in your body properly. So like I said, it may take a minute or two to readjust here. So kind of take a mental note of that. What we'll do now is one other healing here the same way. This is your choice again. If you don't want to do this, just tell your spirit not to do this, okay? But if you want to find out what it's like, then we're going to take you and put you in so that your head is down by your feet. This is what I call a true crash landing, when your spirit, you know, dives into you whatever way it can to help you. And here we go. Remember, it's out of your body, and it needs to come back in to fully assist you from some kind of situation that it thinks that you're in trouble with. So we're going out, and your head's going down to your feet, coming down in, and now you're in there. And that's really a weird feeling for me. Anyway, that's just the way it is. Here we go, coming out and coming back in properly, and now you're in. So you may have definitely felt a change there. If anybody has wants to comment, they can. And like I said, it may take about a minute or two to have your spirit reconnect to all your energetic bodies right now properly, as it's doing it as we speak here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, you mentioned a minute ago that you could get a slight headache from being in backwards. Do you think that sometimes that's the reason why people, or so many people, have headaches is because they're just in their bodies wrong?
Yeah, it's very possible, yeah. Maybe you're turned in. Remember, your spirit, you think that, I've seen spirits when I've worked on them, the person might have their legs proper, and maybe they're out on the astral plane or doing some weird stuff out someplace, or, you know, the dark side got a hold of them, and all of a sudden you notice that their arms are missing. Maybe they're put on the body backwards, facing the wrong direction. I've seen the torso's actually being turned sideways on people. I've seen the heads being twisted off to different sides. You know, you name it, I've seen it. So once this is corrected with you, then you're going to actually feel better. But if you don't know about it, this is why I'm doing this process here, to empower you so that you can command your spirit to put you in your body properly. Because I've worked with one person a long, long, long time ago. I said, man, you're actually backwards in your body. I said, you want that corrected? And he goes, oh, no, I don't want you to touch me. You know, I don't want anything changed because I really love being able to feel the presence behind me because I can see in front of me. But I like being able to sample, you know, 20 feet behind me to see who's going to sneak up on me or something. So maybe he has an issue with that. But regardless, that was interesting. Another person I dealt with, he actually had his spirit split in three directions. And that was another weird situation. So it was actually just like a triangle. And he had it, so he had vision all the way around his body. And I said, man, this is not good. But another person, he did not want that change. So I don't interfere if they normally not don't want that. I would probably do it now just to help the spirit out in the body. But then another thing that I saw on one person, I see it about once a year. You may have even seen this yourself. You look at somebody walking. You look at them and you do a double take because all of a sudden their whole energy pattern is in front of their body or behind it, maybe like 2 or 3 feet. And that's very strange to watch. And so all these people definitely have problems with their spirit. And maybe they forced their spirit out of their body. Maybe they took drugs or something or, you know, was in a lot of pain or whatever. And that, this is what happened to them. But anyway, just sharing you a little bit of tidbit information here. So let's see, we can do another healing here.
Just before we go on,
okay.
Just mention what you briefly touched on a minute ago, which is that a lot of injuries and things like that can happen when people go cruising around the astral plane for various reasons. So that's not something you recommend that people do.
No, not at all. And here in Mount Shasta, a lot of people like to go out on the mountain, and it's very nice, and they can walk different areas and feel different types of, I'll use the word vortex energies. And some people like to sit and meditate in those, and it might be okay, but I don't recommend going out of your body when you do that. It's nice to sample energies, but, you know, you want to be very careful. Remember, it's you're responsible for your spiritual development and not to have your soul stolen. And the ego will definitely say yes to many, many things, and that's the sad part, because you're not asking your spirit. Your, you know, your ego is much louder than your spirit. You know, like on the song, I think it's Stairway to Heaven, is your, let's see, is your shadow taller than your soul? Okay, well, it always is in most people. In fact, what we're going to do now to show you that, we are going to do this healing and kind of switching gears here. We're going to take out, I love doing this for people, especially on a Friday night. We're going to take out your emotional body and put that in front of you. And remember, your physical body has many, many bodies that work with it to collect energies. And maybe they're there to keep you from being actually physically killed by attacks of these energies, okay? Remember, everything works with the mind, so when you deal with mind energy, that can harm you. And these bodies are probably put in place so that you're not going to get harmed. So your body will have a longer life, and we all know that the emotional body is what's going to kill you, basically, as you work with all these traumas. So just think, if you didn't have an emotional body collecting this stuff, either you'd be dead instantly from all the stuff around you, or if you had no stuff, you could live for a long time. So here we go. Emotional body is going to come out, and there we go. It's in front of you right now. Great. And next we're going to take out your mental body. So women probably really felt that very nicely, getting rid of their emotional body. And now we're going to do the mental body. This may be more for men, so to speak. Not always true, though, but women are basically emotional. Men are mainly mental. Here we go. Mental body is going to go behind you now. Coming out. Perfect. And we're going to put to the right side of you, we'll put your pain body. And if you start to notice now, you should start to relax a whole lot. Your mind shadow should have left you. You're going to really feel in the moment just by doing these two bodies here. Here we go. Pain body to the right of you. Out. And now we're going to do your, we'll do anger body. Some people have a lot of anger. anger body to your left side, out. And the feeling body, we'll just put above your head here. There we go, coming out. There, okay? So your feeling body is on top of you. And I want you all to connect with your spirit inside of yourself and your heart center now. And if you notice, your spirit is probably, if you can hear it, talking to you at a much higher volume. Only because these interference energies, these bodies were in the way before. And remember, your spirit, like I always mention, is just as powerful as the spirit that Jesus had here, and the different archangels and all the other beings that came to assist you that you may have heard about or know about, or even asked for guidance to, okay? Just that you're a little disempowered only because of all the stuff here. So we'll put some music on again and connect to your spirit and ask for guidance, ask for healing. Remember, your spirit is your healer. Energies will stay out, these bodies, probably for as long as the show is on here. And let's see what we can do here. Anything else on the fast chat, Sylvie, that we can help someone with here?
Well, actually, I'd like to mention, before we forget, there's one person on the fast chat asking how they can connect with you later about getting on the special four-hour healing session tomorrow. And there might be other people that are interested in that. So is that something that people can still get on if they want to?
Yeah, just send me an email or give me a call, either way, and I'll get back with you before the call tomorrow, which would be at 1 o'clock PST. And if you're new to the show, I'd recommend it highly. If you've been on it before, you know how good it is. It's a four-hour conference call. It feels like about 20 minutes to half an hour goes by, so don't think that it's going to be like wasting all of your time just sitting, you know, on a sofa or laying down, that it's going to be kind of boring, because it's not. The light beings work with you continuously throughout this whole session. We break once an hour just to walk around to feel the healing energy that are around us and how we feel afterwards after a healing process. And we do 7 containers of water, which you use consecutively for the next a week, so it's just very, very nice, and it's Ascension Preparation Call, and it's just a wonderful call. So I guess we'll continue on here. We have a request for healing with teeth, it looks like, so we'll have the light being do this healing for you, and just kind of focus on your teeth, and your spirit will be doing the healing, but the light being will be assisting, okay? Remember, your spirit needs to be empowered to help you. So here we go. Light being's being a little more activated. just kind of close your eyes if you wish, and we'll put some more music on, and just think of your teeth. You might feel movement inside of your mouth, maybe with some saliva. They put some lights in your mouth above and below the tongue, too. And here we go. And a mental clearing, and also we have requests for a disconnection of people's energies from you. So we'll first do the emotional clearing, and we'll go back 5 days here. So fifth day cleared, fourth day cleared, third day cleared, second day cleared, first day cleared, and today cleared. Now we'll do a mental clearing. Same process, fifth day cleared, fourth day cleared, third day cleared, second day cleared, first day cleared, and today. There we go. Now we'll do a chakra disconnect. So think of maybe a person, if you had trouble with someone, okay? And you might want to visualize them or just maybe think those thoughts, because remember those thoughts are what's connecting to you. Here we go. I'm going to disconnect you from the front of you. I'll just do it all at once here. So this is what we used to do in Jesus' time here. Everything was instantaneous with just one word typically. So here we go. People in front of you, disconnected. And behind you, disconnected. That healing is done. Okay, and what else do we have here? Anything else on the fast chat, Sylvia?
We have a request to bring in the Christ light. So maybe we can bring in Jesus through the light being, or whatever you think would be good for that.
Yeah, let's see here. We could do that. We could bring in the energy of Jesus. So we'll do this. We'll get the age of, as I'm scanning here, we'll do the age of 18, and then we'll also bring in the age of 24 and the age of 30, okay? And here we go. Sit back and relax. Stay in your heart center. And 18 is coming in right now. And here we go. There it should be with you right now. And we'll put some music on again so you can experience this wonderful balanced energy. And they will change a little bit here. So this is age of 18 of Jesus. Now we're going to actually color outside of the box here. We're bringing the age of Jesus at the age of 45. I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, that was beautiful. Thank you. That was really quite something to experience all those different ages of Jesus. So everyone enjoyed that. So I'm looking over the other requests that we have on the fast chat, and we have a question if we can have those emotional and mental bodies permanently outside of us. I wish we could. That would be really something, huh?
Yeah, that can happen, though. When you fully embody your spirit with you, those bodies are not needed because you're not tying into judgment and you're not being hooked, okay? So now you know what you can strive for because you can feel the difference of being in peace and in the moment and being in pure spirit energy versus being in stuff. So, yes, there is a way to do that, and the only way, like I talk about on this show, is to get fully present into your body. This is what this show is all about, to teach and show you how you can do it yourself and what's also in the way of having that happen. So this is what the light ship is about. The teachings here are the same that Jesus taught 2,000 years ago, and they're here again for this, you know, another time around. Hoping that people catch on and can understand their own divinity and that it's not outside of yourself. It's up to you to do and, you know, make your bodies change into love. This is what you're actually doing. And just going into your heart center is not enough. You need to have your spirit come more fully into your body all over to take those areas where the judgment is stored and to have that come into full manifestation of spirit. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right, well, we've got people talking on the fast chat a little bit about the subject of parallel lives. So for those that might not be familiar with that, can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, we could do a sample healing on that as well.
Yes, parallel lives are what the dark side has created for us to go into. Remember, your spirit is basically held captive here. Not any longer if your body passes on, but because the light ship is here now and it's taken everything off planet. So there's no more interference from our space brothers for that aspect. But the parallel lives are just fabrications of the Earth. A clone, if you would, of the Earth planet could be hundreds, not thousands of new Earths out there in the dark side universes that look like this one. And the same is true of your physical body and maybe all of your friends. So you could be living the same life just as you're living right now in the dark side universe, and it could look like deja vu to you if you have that situation. Normally when I do this clearing for people, their dreams, in a sense, cease from them because they're not out bringing forth all these things that you're dealing with in other lifetimes. So we'll take you out of some of these parallel lives here. You know, there's lots of them, more than one. I'll just say there's probably thousands. This is like a, you know, just a grain of sand as far as the healing. But what I want you to do is to think of a physical problem that you're dealing with. We'll take you out of 10 of these lifetimes. And the fast chat normally comes alive after I do this because people say, yeah, man, that ache and pain that I had left me. You know, and there, people are very grateful. So that's an indication that, yeah, you want to have this healing. You know, I'd recommend having this one in the planetary healing. They're both very similar. I'll talk about that in a minute here. So here we go. These are the dark side parallel lives. We're going to do a soul retrieval, if you would, a spirit retrieval, taking you out of this. The light ship is going to go to these dark side universes and bring back a part of you that is missing and return it to you healed. And here we go. 10th lifetime, you're brought back. 9 brought back, 8 brought back, 7 back, 6 back, 5 back, 4 back, 3 back, 2 back, 1 back. There. So take a deep breath. Check out your body again, do a body scan, and just see if you're actually feeling different. You might want to get up and walk around. And I'll talk about next the planetary healing. These are two that I really, really recommend having done. You must first do the emotional clearing with me to get yourself more into wholeness. So the parallel life one is where the dark side is interfering with you, of your spirit. And the planetary one, that's the horoscope. And that's in all the newspapers. You can look and see how the planet energies of the dark side are controlling you. And then you can even go further if you wish and check out maybe numerology and also your natal chart. Okay, all of these are scripts that your body is attuned into. Another way of saying it maybe is you have implants in you that go off. And these planets are controlling you. So somehow they have that process of doing this here. And your body is in control or being controlled by these planets. And so this is why I say that we're on a prison planet here. And for lighter note, we'll do some clearing here. Here we go. So we'll take you out of 10 of these planets here. The ones that you read in the newspaper, believe me, those are just a few that are controlling you, and you all know how that affects you. Just think, you know, if you had, 10,000 of these things controlling you, which you may have, okay? Here we go. Thank you, Galactic Federation. So here we go. 10 planet, disconnected. 9 disconnected. 8 disconnected. 7 disconnected, 6 disconnected, 5th disconnected, 4th disconnected, 3rd disconnected, 2nd disconnected, and 1st disconnected. Again, see how your body feels. You might feel the aches and pains leave you, possibly. Everybody's a little different with this healing, but you're going to definitely feel a change with these two healings here. And we'll put some music on as you walk around. Again, and just kind of check out your body. Remember, this is an experience for you to understand about your own divinity and what's happening to you. And that you do have a choice in the matter. And the choice is get yourself cleaned out. So you're no longer a victim at that point. Otherwise, if you don't know about these healings, then, you know, it's like being ignorant. You don't know. It's not your fault. But you must at some time take responsibility for what's happening to you. back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, it's very interesting about the planetary stuff that you were talking about and the astrology, you know, because, and nothing against astrologers who are trying to do their work, but it's just kind of sad that you come into life to do your own, you know, creation and to, you know, experience your divinity, and then, you know, you've got these things that happen, and, you know, if you go to an astrologer or something, they'll tell you, well, you know, for the next 12 years, maybe you're under a Saturn influence or this or that or the other thing that's going to prevent you from succeeding in this area or that area. So in your work, Ron, what the planets have you, do you feel like people can be freed from that energy that would likely to have, you know, turned the events of their life in maybe a negative direction if it wasn't taken care of?
Oh, yes, I'm sure it would be. That's why you're controlled. Remember, you're mind-controlled here. Typically, on those clearings, it could take two separate clearings because of the length involved in doing the process. I do hour sessions, so that would typically be two sessions to release the energies from you. So it's kind of up to you, you know, how far you want to go with your freedom here. There is a choice for you. The next question is, once they're released, or is that going to bother you ever again? Well, there's no real guarantees. I would say, typically, I would say you're probably released out of all the light ship can do at that given time, which may be, I don't know, I'll just pick a number at 98% clear, okay? And then from there, you may want to have another clearing maybe in a month or something just to see if anything pops up. But typically, at that point in time, you probably are cleared. And remember, the dark side is very sneaky and can take you in different places where they can't find you. And maybe all of a sudden you could be rescued at a future time to finish the healing completely. But for everybody that I've worked with so far on these clearings, they feel wonderful afterwards. And, you know, the clearings are very, very beneficial for you because it gives you back your free will. This is what we're attempting to do here is empower you with your free will. So if you're new to the show, what I'd recommend doing first is to have your emotional healing and then go probably into maybe the parallel life one, which brings you more of your spirit energy back, and then go into the planetary clearing. And from there, that would probably help you out immensely. Then I have other clearings too, but those are the three that I'd probably recommend right off the bat here.
Well, it's very interesting to discuss this, and I wish we had another hour to continue, but our time is just about up for tonight. So it'd be wonderful if we could bring in some divine energies at the end of this hour to leave people with for the weekend. Maybe we could bring in the grace energy for everyone to experience tonight.
Sure, here we go. And here comes the grace energy. And then we'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. And the grace energy is now coming into your room. And here comes Mother Mary. So be there within probably about 5 seconds. And she's in your room right now. So hopefully this energy will give you some peace. If you're back on the East Coast, it's you know, approaching 1 o'clock, and you can go to sleep very nicely here. The light beam will be activated for the next half an hour if you choose to leave it up on your screen here. And bring in some really beautiful love energy into your room. So I guess we'll be signing off here. So this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and I'll just say goodnight to all of you and blessings.
Good night, everyone, and thank you so much for being with us. And thank you, Ron, for the wonderful healing energies tonight. And until we're together again, stay heart-centered, everyone, and tune in tomorrow at 9 p.m. Pacific if you can. And if you have the opportunity to get on the 4-hour conference call tomorrow, that would be a wonderful blessing to have you on that with us. So good night, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, blessings to everybody, and good night.